El micrófono de Alicia Perris.
Maestro Schechter, hello. Thank you so much for this phone interview for Radio Sefarad, el micrófono de Alicia Perris. Le agradecemos la entrevista al maestro Schechter. You were born at Jerusalem, live in London, and now on tour at Los Teatros del Canal in Madrid with Grand Finale. It's a really big task.
Yeah, it's a big task, but we are used to it now. We toured Grand Finale now for already 2 years, all the way to America, Australia, and Europe. So we are, you know, experienced with that task now.
Okay, le pregunto al maestro Schechter, que nació en Jerusalén, le digo, vive en Londres y está siempre en tour con esta obra, con Grand Finale, y él me contesta muy claramente que, bueno, que han estado un poco en todas las partes del mundo y que entonces están habituados. How is your relationship with your 9 dancers of different nationalities, your musicians? How do you manage the whole thing?
Well, you know, I love the feeling and the idea that in the company there are people from all over the world. Of course, it's part of the beauty of having a dance company and a music company that we can work with people regardless of what language they speak. So, you know, I love it, and I think part of the work is showing sort of like a multicultural experience and looking at the community, at a very, you know, multicultural community. So, you know, I love the feeling. It's really what art is about for me, which is connecting people regardless of borders and differences.
Le pregunto al maestro por su relación con 9 bailarines de distintos países y su música, y le digo cómo maneja, cómo se desarrolla todo eso. Y él dice que está encantado porque justamente son de diferentes nacionalidades, no hay problemas de fronteras, todo se hace muy bien y hay la posibilidad de convivir en un estilo multicultural. Maestro Schechter, you are a drama, a pianist, and a dancer and choreographer. All together, aren't you? Le pregunto. Sí. Yes. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. You know, it all happened in different times in my long life. You know, I studied piano when I was a kid, from the age of 6. Then I danced folk dancing, and then more professionally. And then I studied the drum, and then I became a choreographer. So it's you know, a few lives lived in my long life. Yes.
You are not, excuse me, but you are not so old as you seem to believe.
What do you mean? Well, I'm 44, you know, 44 years, you can do a lot.
Oh dear, oh dear. Le digo al maestro que él es un percusionista, un pianista y un bailarín y coreógrafo todo a la vez, que si es verdad. Y le digo que cómo es eso. Entonces él me dice que ha vivido, que es mayor y que sobre todo ha tenido muchas vidas. Y yo le digo, pero Dios mío, usted no es mayor, desde luego. Could you please tell me what's the meaning, the message, the translation of Grand Finale, your ballet, this ballet you show now, you are performing at Los Teatros del Canal now?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a tricky question to try to pass a meaning of dance, of an art piece, through words. But I can tell you what was my starting point, which is, in all my work, the starting point is to try to see how I feel inside the world and how people around me feel inside the world, you know. So really the starting point was a feeling that everything is collapsing around me in the world. That a bit of apocalyptic feeling, that things are falling apart, and trying to bring imagery and sound and ideas and feelings that are connected to this apocalyptic energy around us and see how we feel inside. Some of it is difficult, some of it is funny, some of it is absurd, and that was my starting point.
Le pregunto al maestro cuál es el mensaje, el significado, la traducción de este ballet Grand Finale, que nos explique un poco, y entonces él contesta que el punto de partida es ese sentimiento apocalíptico que le invade y que está viendo alrededor, y que es una pregunta complicada de contestar, a tricky question, y que bueno, es una forma de responder a una situación personal y general. Esto es básicamente lo que dice. Nevertheless, you think there is a resurrection after all. Le pregunto si él cree que después de todo hay una resurrección.
Do you mean a hopeful feeling?
Yes, I believe that. A hopeful feeling for the few generations. What can you do anyway? Le digo que me dice, hay un sentimiento, si yo creo que hay un sentimiento, o le pregunto si hay un sentimiento esperanzador, y yo le digo sí, algo para las nuevas generaciones. What do you think about this resurrection?
I think for me, you know, Grand Finale is a very interesting piece. Some people come out and think, it's very sad. They feel very heavy. And some people come out and say, no, I feel the strength of life, the power of life, you know, the power of hope. I think Grand Finale brings to the stage a certain vision of struggle. You know, and when people see struggle on stage, some people see the half empty glass, you know, and they think, oh, life is so difficult, we struggle. And some people see the half full glass and they say, human beings are strong, the human spirit is strong, we will always fight, we will always prevail and find a way forward. So, you know, it's quite an interesting question. For me, it's a very hopeful piece.
Dice que es una, lo de la resurrección y todo esto es una pregunta interesante, porque la reacción del público, de las personas que incluso están en el escenario, son muy distintas. Hay algunas que salen de la sala mientras se está produciendo el ballet, otros que lloran, hay cosas cómicas, hay cosas de verdadera lucha, y el sentimiento es esperanzador finalmente, pero es una pregunta interesante, porque es todo un mundo de diferentes alternativas emocionales y de sentimientos de cada uno. What do you remember of your years with the Bathsheba Dance Company?
Yeah, very good memories. I mean, it was now a very long time ago, about 26 years ago. And very good memories. I was there when I was very young, when I was 18. I joined the junior company and then the main company. I learned so much. I worked, of course, with Ohad Naharin, that was there, and a lot of other choreographers. It was like a fast train. You know, a very intense experience, a lot of performances, a lot of choreographers to work with, amazing dancers. It was really my school for dance, in a way.
Le pregunto los años del Bathsheba y me dice que hace ya muchos años, que él era muy joven, que tiene unos recuerdos en general muy buenos, excelentes, de los trabajos con los coreógrafos de aquella época, y que la sensación todavía es de un tren lanzado a toda velocidad, porque había mucho trabajo, mucho esfuerzo, muchas funciones y... Una experiencia realmente importante. Do you like teaching? Because you always offer workshops when you are on tour. Le pregunto si le gusta enseñar, porque siempre da cursos o masterclasses cuando está en gira.
I like teaching very much, and I know it's cliche, but I think I really learn the most when I teach. When I have to speak with people or show or work with people, it's when I really discover more things about my own body and about movement. So it's challenging, and it's always, you know, it requires a lot of energy, but I think for me it's very important.
Le pregunto entonces si le gusta enseñar y él dice que puede parecer un cliché, un lugar común, pero que cuando más se aprende es cuando se enseña, cuando se dan clases. Y él dice que le gusta estar con gente y que aprende de los que van a aprender. You describe your staying at the Israel Defense Forces like an electrical short circuit in my brain. Can you explain these words, please? Le pregunto. No, go ahead.
I think, you know, it's just growing up as a kid in Israel. It's a very Americanized country, actually, so a lot of the values are of democracy, of freedom. And when you join the army, there are different values that operate there. You suddenly in a hierarchic system, you just have to do what you're told, whether you think it's right or wrong. So, you know, that feeling of being in a way in a country inside another country suddenly. Values were really clashing, and for me that was very bizarre.
Le pregunto qué tal sus cómo describiría su estancia en el ejército israelí, porque él dijo una vez que era como que había sido como un cortocircuito en su cerebro, y le pidió que me explique. Entonces él dice, bueno, Israel es un país muy americanizado también, entonces los valores de la libertad, la democracia, pues se mantienen, pero cuando uno entra en el ejército hay una jerarquía, hay otros valores, ¿no? Entonces, bueno, son como dos países, son dos esferas, digamos, ¿no? What is the future for England with this harsh Brexit, for Europe and the planet? We are all in the last night of the Titanic, as you said once.
Yeah, wow. If I knew the future, that'd be amazing. I would be able to help, but I don't know the future. I can only hope that things will calm down, you know. But now it looks very messy.
Le pregunto cuál es el futuro para Inglaterra con este Brexit tan duro para Europa y para el planeta, y que una vez él comentó que parecía que estábamos todos en la última noche del Titanic con los músicos tocando mientras el barco se hunde. Él dice que, bueno, que él no puede leer el futuro, pero que todo parece bastante complicado y confuso, que en fin, que hay que tener esperanzas, claro. Do you want to anything else you would like to include in this interview? Something special?
I'm so happy to be back in Madrid. We were there a few years ago, and I love the city, and
le digo si quiere agregar algo más. Me dice que está encantado de estar en Madrid, que le encanta esta ciudad, que hace años que ha estado. Maestro Schechter, thank you again for your time.
Dedicated
to Radio Sefarad. See you at Los Teatros del Canal in Madrid very, very soon. And sorry for the time we lost in translation, as Sofia Coppola would say in her film. Nice time, okay. And a lot of success with grand finale in Madrid. Good luck and shalom.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, see you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
On the stage,
bye-bye.
Near the stage. Le digo al maestro, y para cerrar este micrófono a Alicia Perris, que nos veremos en el teatro y que muchas gracias y que buena suerte, y que para todos los oyentes del micrófono de Alicia Perris, as usual, como siempre, shalom.